the clock ticking in Washington. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The president urging Congress to step in and stop a freight rail strike that could start next week as he meets with top Democrats and Republicans in Congress to map out the lame duck session.
Congress has plenty to do before the end of the year. And President Biden says he wants to work in a bipartisan way to solve a government funding bill, COVID and Ukraine aid, and a potential rail strike.
And Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy is at risk.
The president wants Congress to enact a tentative deal reached between rail companies and union leaders over the fall. This morning's meeting with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and top House and Senate Republicans Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell was the first with the president since this month's midterm elections.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Four rail unions rejected that tentative deal. The House now plans to take it up tomorrow morning. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over immigration and the way a deportation policy is being enforced. Fox's David Spunt at the court.
At issue before the nine justices is a 2021 Department of Homeland Security policy slowing migrant deportations and prioritizing the removal to only those who are considered a serious threat to public safety. This includes cases involving terrorism or espionage. Texas and Louisiana among GOP-led states suing, arguing that federal law requires and suggests in some sentences the mandatory arrest and deportation for those in the U.S. illegally.
The Biden administration argues it has discretion to enforce immigration policy and that the case invites a flood of state challenges on other issues. More than 25 million Americans in the path of a severe weather system threatening tornadoes and flooding rain from Texas to Indiana and Georgia. Parts of Louisiana and Mississippi could get the worst of it. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A football great wants out of a lawsuit over stolen welfare money.
Retired NFL star Brett Favre is asking a judge to strike his name from a lawsuit filed by the state of Mississippi against a number of people they allege misused more than $20 million of taxpayer money doled out through the state's program for needy families. The state already prosecuted directors of a community center which received the state money, but then used it to pay Favre millions in speaking engagement fees. Favre isn't charged with a crime and has so far returned more than $1 million to Mississippi. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Gambling regulators in New Jersey are fining Caesars Sportsbook for wrongly refusing to pay out over $27,000 to a gambler who made winning bets on an international hockey game last year. The dispute involving whether goals scored in overtime should count in determining whether bets are winners or losers, the same type of pitfall many soccer bettors may soon face during the World Cup, where bets are usually graded based on what happens during regular time. The state's fine was imposed earlier this month. Details not disclosed until this week. Americans less optimistic about the U.S. economy now than they were in the spring.
The Consumer Confidence Index slumped this month to a four-month low, reflecting higher gasoline prices and downbeat expectations for next year. The conference board's reading dropped 2 points to 100.2, the lowest level since July. The group's senior director of economic indicators, Lynn Franco, says there's a decline in current conditions suggesting the economy has lost momentum, while the decrease in expectations signals the likelihood of a recession remains elevated.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Right now, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 110 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.